Hey, where are you going?
I gotta get home.
America, it's time to come home.
It's time to come home.
By bringing common sense back into the nonsense. Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where America comes home.
Get on home.
Down this dirt road, you're going to find determination and grit, opinions that matter, and a big old helping of good discernment. And now, the woman that wishes the D.C. occupiers would stop making her use her mom voice.
Do not make me come down there.
Here's your host and the voice of common sense, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to get straight to the show. We have Melody with us today. We are the two. We have Buse as well as those other girls, you know. But we're going to have to get together and do our wise gals again. But anyway, let's go to the Lord in prayer, and then we'll get started. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you as a body of believers across this great nation. One in our belief in you, that is the assured thing we have. And we thank you for your love and your grace and your mercy. And Father, I pray for forgiveness for my sins, which are numerous every day. But Father, I pray that as a people, as a nation, we will be repentant. This nation has failed what we were set out to do. So, Father, I pray that we will turn things around and bring America back home to you. Father, we pray for your protection over all those who are held hostages across the globe, not just in Israel and Gaza, but across the globe, Father. You know each one. And for all those young children, women and men, and young boys who are captured in slavery, human trafficking. Oh, what a hideous, hideous thing. I pray for those. And Father, I pray for the protection of President Trump, Peter Navarro, and all the others that are held prisoners, political prisoners. And Father, I pray for your children that are trying, me, Melody, others, Mindy, Daniel, Larry, all those who are trying their best to stand for what is right and righteous. We may not always get it right, Father, but we want to. We want to stand for you. We want America to come home to you. Guide us, protect us. Grant us wisdom, but above all, Father, may we always go forth in love. Meek, but not weak. It is for such a time as this that I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I don't know about everyone else, but as I go through the news or listen to it at night, the last two nights I've had to be up pretty late for catching any news. If there really is any, I don't know. Because I went to track meets. I had a granddaughter in a track meet on Tuesday night and a grandson in a track meet last night. And bless their hearts, they run several things. My grandson didn't. He ran in one event. But it was the very last event of the track meet, as well as my granddaughter on the night before. So we're out there in the cool, damp air. And I miss the news. I don't really miss the news. I just miss getting the news. And I think they're more important than the news. But does the news sound the same every day? And when I have Melody on, I try really hard to act like I know something about the economy and to act like I have some wisdom, but it's all in truthness. We don't. I don't. She does. So I'm titling today, Serfs, Peasants, and Paupers. Because in the government, this established con, monopoly, party, corrupt government, if they had their way, which they pretty much do at this point in time, that's where we would all be. Serfs, peasants, and paupers. But that's not the way it should be. That's not the way it was supposed to be. That's not the way we were established to be. Remember those words, consent of the governed? That means we're the ones in charge. And those that we elect, radio air quotes here, are representatives. They're supposed to protect our interests. Again, air quotes. Guard the purse, the monies of the people. The Stamp Act of 1765. Oh, it stirred them up. It stirred them up indeed. It was the very first internal tax levied directly on the American colonists by the British Parliament. Up until then, they had pretty free, you know, they weren't having to pay too many taxes or any taxes. The American colonists by the British Parliament. It was the Parliament over there. The act which imposed a tax on all paper documents in the colonies, including a deck of cards. And why was it done? Because the king had a large debt after a seven-year war with France he had to pay for, and he was looking for new revenue. So the revenue he was seeking was the American colonists. What are those folks doing over there? You know what? I'm going to take some money from them. And now our own representatives, oh, they do tax. And in my opinion, they are worse than the King of England. They take and abuse. They take your money. They take money from the future generations of this nation, borrowing money from our enemies. Does China now own us, the U.S., the United States, because of the debt we owe them? Yeah. That doesn't stop our nonpartisan spending crazy parliament. Oh, I mean Congress. I believe we pay tax on all paper goods today. I bought a couple of deck of cards when I was in South Carolina. My granddaughter wanted to know how to play solitaire. So I was showing her. I think I paid a tax on those cards. They are everything. We have a Stamp Act today, really, don't we? Everything is stamped, taxed. Inflation is a hidden tax, and there's nothing that isn't taxed. Even though you think your groceries, you know, some of the food items are not supposed to be taxed, they are, through inflation, through everything else. The corruption and collusion in D.C. continues to steal our liberty. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, prosperity no longer exists in their minds. They don't care. They don't give a snip. Not a snip. But Melody, Cedarstrom, and Beth Ann Gare, we just aren't up there telling them what to do, are we? Melody, how are you doing today?
We should be.
We should be. By yes. Golly, we could take their ledger sheet, and I bet we could scratch a lot of spending off. What do you think?
Probably. I mean, how everybody says what a difficult job it is and so forth. No, not really.
Check, check, check. Take it off. You know, I have a couple of articles. That's what kind of spurred my mind here. This one is toxic tax abuse. And it's coming from Larry Sand. He writes for American Greatness. And in that, and it's pretty lengthy, and in that he's mentioning all the things that they spend our tax dollars on. And you and I know that. They got to figure out how these frogs mate and if this frog is better than that frog. And it goes on and on. It is crazy. And I have this list here of what the American people care about. Inflation, immigration, threats to our democracy, which I have to scoff at, and our economy. And climate change is at the very bottom of the list. But I have this article titled this. We're not going to get into it. I'm just going to tell you what its title. And this is just showing the ignorance, the far-reaching ignorance of those who want your money for climate change. LGBT couples, they're at a higher risk for climate change. And this is a study from a liberal law school that claims that because these LGBT same-sex couples tend to live on the coast. So they're at a higher risk for climate change. It is like that. That's crazy. And how many people buy this stuff? Anyway, we're going into a break. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and Melody will get me set straight when we come back. And we will be right back. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com.
Are you satisfied with the benefit you get from expensive nutritional supplements that contain less than 12 minerals? You can't get much help from 8 or 10 minerals if your body needs 60 minerals every day. The nutritional product Immuno 150 is an incredible supplement that contains 70 plant-derived colloidal minerals plus 80 additional nutrients. This whole month's supply of 150 incredible ingredients is available for $59.95. Immune 150's base of 70 minerals is what accounts for its unbelievable 95% reorder rate. The average person notices a tremendous difference within 4 or 5 weeks. Now check it out by visiting the website immuno150.com. That's immuno150.com or call toll-free 888-316-2224. That's 888-316-2224.
Hear ye, hear ye. Read all about it. The American Crisis Continues. In her new book, The American Crisis Continues, Beth Ann elaborates on the crises America faces today. Invasion at the border. Insurrections. Lawlessness. Climate change. And the cry for democracy. These are the times that try men's souls. Thomas Paine's words continue to speak to Americans today. We the people once again find ourselves under tyranny. In The American Crisis Continues, you'll glean wisdom from our founding fathers and an understanding why belief in Creator God is the foundation of this nation. Liberty is always in the hands of the people, but first it must be a longing and a lust within their hearts. The American Crisis Continues is a must read. Order your copy today at csctalkradio.com. or Amazon.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Well, Melody, these articles that we read and these studies, it's nothing new. This has been going on for such a very, very long time. And before you and I were ever born, I'm fairly certain. They tax us everywhere. This is worse than, and at the end of this one article, he says it's time for the Tea Party to rise up again and do it ASAP. In here, he gives all kinds of abuse of our monies. And then I had yesterday, I found this article. And, of course, it's an abuse of money. And it's, you know, they used to call accountants, a good accountant was good with his pencil. It depends on they push the pencil pushers or something like that. So this is the Biden administration, and I know Trump did it too. I know that all of them do it. They just take money from one place and put it in the other, or the pretend money. And it said the Biden administration spent tax dollars that were allocated, meant to fund a border wall, to pay for environmental planning. We have so many organizations, whether they're NGOs or whether they're, just the departments of whatever, you know, alphabet I call them, and all these studies that spend all our money. I know that if we went up there and got the ledger, we could scratch some things off pretty darn quick. But they just spend money like it's paper.
Well, the problem is no matter whatever we scratched off, we still are in debt to the trillions of dollars that can never be paid.
Yes.
So they could scratch all they want, and it's still not, it still won't fix the problem. It would extend it. It certainly would give us a little more. But the whole world is based on the United States printing that fake money. So they're going to print it, and it's going to continue to go. The GDP came out today, and the stock market, it was down 600 points currently. The GDP slowed to a 1.6% rate in the first quarter. Of course, that was well below their expectations. They were expecting something like a 2.4% estimate. But inflation, you mentioned inflation earlier, inflation rose at a 3.4% annualized rate. This is, of course, their number that they give us. And again, it's not the higher inflation rates from year past that go away. This is just what it is today. Last month it was what? What was last month's the last quarter? Let's see if I can find it real. Let's see. I don't have it right here. But consumer spending increased, which is always interesting. They say consumer spending increased 2.5% in the period, and people think, oh, it increased. Well, no, it's down from 3.3% in the fourth quarter, and it was below the 3% that everyone was expecting. So, yeah, these numbers are not good at all. And
you know, the kids, I found out last night, my grandchildren, they know the word inflation. So when they want something and the parents tell them it's too high, they go, inflation, Mom. Inflation, Dad. It's just
that's
inflation.
That's great, because I'll tell you what, I don't remember knowing what inflation was until, you know.
Well, I've got a granddaughter.
Well, the oil embargo, I guess that's when inflation really became, and people started talking about the higher prices in the 70s. But I remember reading the old Post magazines that you pick up in antique stores that were dated, you know, in the 50s, where, you know, women were still housewives.
Yeah.
And they were complaining about the increase in the inflation then, because they gradually saw the prices increase. Because they never go down, though, do they? You know? Yeah. So,
do they ever go down? They never go down.
Never go down. Texas will never go down either. Ever, ever, ever.
When I'm president, they will. I'm going to make a list of all these things that are going to happen when I'm president. It's kind of a joke with me, because my daddy used to say that. If he didn't like something, he didn't like makeup. He said, when I'm president, I'm outlawing mascara. Yeah, you know, just silly things he would say when he was president. So I think I'm going to make a list. When I'm president, it's going to stop. That's just foolishness. But anyway, enough of that silliness.
People are foolish in today's world, that's for sure, because it isn't their money. And that's the problem. And, you know, if we get good politicians that go to D.C., and they're not there very long before they're set up, or their skeletons are dug out. And, everybody has skeletons, I guess. And if you're in those positions, you probably have more than most. And they turn good-meaning people into
puppets,
into what it is today.
We said last time, when you were on last week, we just can't rely on them, and we can't. They're not going to change things. You know, we have some up there that are scrapping, and I want to believe they're good scrappers. But I had the list of who voted for and who voted against this last omnibus bill here the other day. And I call them all omnibus bills because they're ominous. Anyway, people that make a lot of noise and act like they're really for the conservatives, like they're really constitutional, and they vote for that. They vote for that stuff. They vote another, I don't know how many billion dollars to Ukraine and over to Israel. And a lot of things were in there that people don't know about. And one of the things that was in there was as Mindy was telling me yesterday, was the animal ID. And the idea with the animal ID, this is all part of their plan, is to be able to track. Now they're not going to try to track the animals. They're going to track the people. And they can take care, know every little thing about what you're doing on your farm, your ranch, whatever it is, by animal ID. And
it's a database. That's how they categorize as animals.
Serfs, peasants, and paupers. That's all we are to these people. Mm-hmm. That's all we are. We only have any significance when it comes to elections. That's all. And those, you and I both know, aren't what they ought to be. But it's up to us. And that's what we say every time you're on. It's up to us to do it ourselves. I'm so proud of some of my children. They've gotten themselves out of debt. And they're the ones whose child was saying, it's inflation, Mom, it's inflation. She's getting ready for prom. And everything's higher. But she did. I'm very proud of her. She found a dress for $20. And it's a gorgeous dress.
Awesome.
I'll send you a picture of it. It's a gorgeous dress. My daddy would not have let me wear that dress. But I'm just saying, it's a gorgeous dress. And she looks lovely in it. She really does. And anyway. They were pricing flowers and doing other things. The wrist corsage and the boutonnieres and all this and that. And it's all high. And she was going, it's inflation, Mom, inflation. But everything. But we have to, I'm so proud of them because they have kept themselves out of debt. They got out of debt. I've got three of my kids that have done that. And I'm just really very proud of them. They worked hard with families. They worked hard at doing it.
It's not easy. It's not easy to get yourself out of debt because, you know, you're turning down things that you want. And in a world that we live in where, you know, things were made so that we could have immediately, it's difficult. So kudos to them. You know, great job. You should be proud of them. And again, it's turning down things you don't want, not going on vacation, not going here, not going out to dinner, and especially when you have children.
Mm.
It's very difficult.
Right. Right.
But it can be done.
It can be done. It takes a little pain and a little stuff, but you still don't necessarily have to deny yourself everything. You just put it into the budget. And so
Correct. They
can enjoy something once in a while. And the late track meet last night, they were going out to eat afterwards. And they'd already promised the kids that's what they were going to do because it was after 8 o'clock. And nobody had eaten yet. They all came from work. But it can be done. And my other kids that don't brag about being out of debt, they're very good, too. They're very good at keeping track of what they do with their spending and everything. I'm just proud as punch with them. But I wished everyone could do that. And I wished everyone would understand the importance. We don't know what's around the corner. You and I say that every time we're on. We don't know. We know that this is going to happen. It's not sustainable. It cannot last forever. They keep propping it up, but it can't last forever. So it's up to individuals to get out of debt, secure what you have with gold and silver, and get started with that. If you haven't done it already, and if you've done it already, continue it. Continue it. I hear the music's just started. So when we come back, I'm going to try and turn that over to you. And before we end the show, I've got some fun stuff to share with you that I want to make you laugh before you have to go back to work. As if this wasn't work. It's not much work, is it? Anyway, you're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Melody Cederstrom. Discount gold and silver trading. Without Melody, we would not be here. DGScoins.com is her website. DGScoins.com. 1-800-375-4188 is the number to call. And talk to her straight on. We'll be right back.
Centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power. with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
Friends, I want to talk to you very frankly about the increasing civil unrest we're seeing these days. You can't turn on the news without hearing about more riots, violence, looting, killing, lawlessness, and mayhem. Sadly, I think the worst is yet to come, and the crescendo will be quite painful. However, I want to focus your attention on what you can do to survive. Priority one in times like these is to make sure you have enough food to eat. If you know me, you know I fully endorse My Patriot Supply. They're the only source I personally use and trust to get through the tough times ahead. Right now, you can save $100 off a 4-week emergency food supply kit of delicious, nutritious meals the whole family will love. Go to preparewithbethann.com to get your food kits today. The future is so uncertain. I urge you to go to preparewithbethann.com and get ready now. That's preparewithbethann.com. For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray? For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home? We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I have a listener on Facebook that has a question, and I kind of had the same question when they talk about consumer spending. Is it dollars and cents, or is it like items? So is the inflationary number, is that why the consumer spending is up and not necessarily that they're buying more items? That's my question.
All of the above.
All of the above. Okay. So they
who knows? These are reports coming from the government.
These are government pencil pushers. They never pencil.
But
I got
spending you. Cooled, so inflation is higher. So, you know,
that would make spending more. The consumer spending would be higher because inflation and you're spending more per item anyway.
Yeah, but last quarter, so it actually went down.
Oh, okay.
You know, and that's how they spin these reports, you know.
Gotcha.
You know, the fourth quarter last year was 3.3%. This quarter was 2.5%. So
okay.
I don't put a lot of faith in these numbers. I mean, when you talk about inflation, you know, the annualized pace for the quarter was 3.4%. It is the biggest gain in a year, The last quarter was 1.8% in the fourth quarter. So, but then we always exclude that food and energy, but the core, it was actually 3.7%. So, I mean, it really is all just a joke because these are all numbers that really don't mean anything. Because when you have debt too great to be paid and you have an economy and you have the people of this country that can't save, I just saw a headline that most people, let me see if I can pull this up real quick. It was people in their 50s, I believe. More than one in four U.S. adults over age 50 say they never expect to retire. Mm. 70% are concerned about prices rising faster than their income. And this is all from AARP. About one in four have no retirement savings at all. And so, you know, you cannot have a healthy economy because most of the people over 50 are the ones who have all the money. And, you know, they're going to have to be working until they drop. So it's not how, so all the numbers that the government produces, yeah, I go over them and I talk about them, but I don't believe them.
Well, we know that they're not true. We know that the job numbers that they put out at the end of every month or the first of every month from the month prior, and we know that those aren't true. They're all fixed.
We know they're not true.
They push the pencil.
The thing is, people make investment decisions on these numbers that the government reports. And so they're basing a lot of their investments and everything based on those numbers, you know, if they're private investors and so forth. So, you know, it's even, you know, all of these financial planners, those that are not employed by Goldman Sachs and so forth, they base their decisions on this. People's retirement accounts, their pension funds and everything are based on these government numbers, and they're not real. And the bottom line is we got debt too great to be paid. They will default. When will they default? I don't know.
And then the real line, the real reality line is that we have to base our decisions in our personal lives, our own homes, based on real numbers. And those numbers are what we're bringing in and what we're spending. And so we have to deal with the real numbers. And so that brings us to the gold and the silver. If we've got 401ks, what do we do? Do we continue to trust that? And I know you don't advocate that you're a financial advisor, that you give advice and tell people what to do. But diversify is what I always say. Have a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and secure what you've got. So if you've got a 401k, you want to make sure that you have, I'm going to say, the gold and the silver that will cover that 401k. Am I correct on that?
If what?
See, what? Now you're going to make me feel stupid.
No.
No, if the 401k, what you've got there, you need to have the gold and silver to secure that, I don't know what I'm saying.
Absolutely. It's insurance.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to say. Yeah, but I'm trying to say, like, even it out. Maybe have more of the gold and silver than the other, but at least start out where you can kind of have it so that it is equal. Does that make sense?
Most people who truly do not understand what's going on, they will not pull out all, they won't close out their retirement accounts and so forth and buy gold and silver. So, but they should take a position. They should take the balance and insure it. Why wouldn't you insure your wealth? People insure their homes. They insure their homes every single year, and they hope that they don't have a fire. Wealth insurance should be the same way. Insure it, and you hope that the system keeps working. But we know it's not going to, and we know that inflation is going to continue to peep into the system. That's not going away. I don't care if they said inflation was 1%. They're lying.
Well, my thought was, and I was doing a terrible job of explaining it. Rudy was over there laughing at me. But if we have, I'm just going to make up a number. If you have $1,000 in a 401k, can you work yourself into where you have at least that much in your gold and silver? put away. So that that's so it's balancing out. And as you, your 401k comes up and down, but your gold, well, I know gold goes up and down too, but it's sustainable. And the 401k is not sustainable, but your gold and silver is. It's something in your hand. It's something that you have. That's what I was kind of trying to say, is to even it out and then grow the gold and silver as that. If your 401k does go up, because we know they go up, they go down, then make sure that your gold and silver that you have on hand, whatever, goes up too, that you continue to add to that pot, just like you do the other. Does that make sense? Am I making any sense at all?
Yeah, you're balancing it. You're absolutely correct. You're balancing your portfolio. You're balancing your savings account. You're balancing what you have. So, and you're right. It's like the teeter-totter. You know, if one
goes up,
that's kind
of what I was doing
there.
Gold
might go down. If your paper goes up, your gold will go down. If the paper goes down, your gold will go up. So you have a balance. And that's, the whole world is better when there's a balance of things. It's just,
oh, exactly.
It's just the natural, God-given, what he gave us for balance. Mm-hmm. What makes it work.
And I think what I was saying prior to all that, when I was trying to explain my thoughts, is that it's up to us. Those are the real numbers. Those are the real numbers. And so those are what we have to watch. And we have to work on those, on the reality of things in our own budgets, in our own homes. And it's okay to read and look at what the government numbers are. But we can see what's really happening when we go to the grocery store, or we buy some new clothes or shoes or get ready for prom or whatever the case may be. You can see what's really happening in the world. So you want to make sure that you're balanced at home with your own income and savings. And as Melody calls it, gold is your savings account and silver is your checking account. So kind of keep that in mind when you're working this in your own portfolio. Correct?
Absolutely.
Is that a good idea? Okay. So.
Nope. You said it correctly.
Okay. So gold had hit its all-time high when I was in South Carolina, and we talked a little bit about that last week. What is it at today?
Gold today is up a little bit with these numbers. We're looking at gold today, 2346. So,
okay.
Yeah, it corrected a lot. It pulled back a lot.
Okay.
But I think it was expected, only because, I mean, it just went up too fast. And we know that things go up and things go down, and it's okay. You have to look to the trend.
Write it out.
What is our trend? I mean, does everybody think that we're going to end up okay here in the near future?
Well, let's talk about that near future when we come back, because I hear the music. We're headed into a break. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Melody Cederstrom. Discount gold and silver trading. DGScoins.com, 1-800-375-4188, and we'll be right back.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Are you satisfied with the benefit you get from expensive nutritional supplements that contain less than 12 minerals? You can't get much help from 8 or 10 minerals if your body needs 60 minerals every day. The nutritional product Immuno 150 is an incredible supplement that contains 70 plant-derived colloidal minerals plus 80 additional nutrients. This whole month's supply of 150 incredible ingredients is available for $59.95. Amino-150's base of 70 minerals is what accounts for its unbelievable 95% reorder rate. The average person notices a tremendous difference within 4 or 5 weeks. Now check it out by visiting the website immuno150.com. That's immuno150.com or call toll-free 888-316-2224. That's 888-316-2224.
Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on.
At CSC Talk Radio, there's always more to say than can fit into the show's 4 segments. But did you know there's a 5th segment? Several times a week, Beth Ann publishes Beyond the Microphone, the 5th segment. And you can get each publication delivered directly to your email for free. Just go to BethAnnCSCTalkRadio.substack.com and enter your email address to subscribe. Additionally, when you subscribe, you'll be given the opportunity to support the show with a monthly or yearly contribution. You choose. New supporters are always welcome, but you can always subscribe for free. In addition to getting the newest issue delivered to your inbox, you can browse through 100-plus articles on a variety of topics. Just go to BethAnnCSCTalkRadio.substack.com to subscribe today and dive deeper into the important topics that bring America home.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading, DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. So we were talking about the different things that are happening, and we know that the numbers are not true numbers. They're forged. they just push the pencils to make it look this way or that way. And, so it's up to us to do the reality checks. So let's talk about that. I had somebody here on Facebook that was talking about keeping lots of cash dollars isn't a great idea. When will the dollar ever gain its value? At least gold and silver are commodities that can increase. And they're physical. And I know the paper's physical too, but it's just paper. And the more they make, the less valuable it is. So what would you say about what's going on today? I know we've kind of talked about that, but with the gold and silver, it's still a good time to invest, increase. What would you say? That's a crazy question, wasn't it?
That you hold, too. Usually it should be a multiplier of your monthly expenses.
Okay.
Because I know lots of people who do hoard cash. Well, I shouldn't use hoard, but they put their savings, in cash. But then when they try to use it, then they have to complete the forms that they were trying to keep the privacy that they started out with. Mm. So the best way to figure out the amount of cash that you have, figure out your do a 6 month of monthly expenses. That's a great way to know what, so everything is covered. And if you think you're going to need a new roof in a year, okay, then do that too. So, but again, it's planning.
Exactly.
People don't plan. Even when you're buying gold and silver, you make multiple orders, plan what you're going to, how are you going to position yourself as you're adding and you're accumulating your gold and silver. Some people do come in and they just put all that they have into it and it's one and done. But the majority of people continue to buy. And, you know, I believe in keeping things that are recognizable, acceptable. You don't want to be buying stuff just because you think you're getting a deal on it. So, you know, it is important what you put into your portfolio as you're collecting. So, therefore, you need a plan. And so I think it's very important. And that's what we do. We put a, you know, we'll help you. We don't put one together for you, but we'll give you information so that you, people need to start also taking control. You know, we're so used to having everybody take care of us.
Right.
You know, we're used to having people take care of our money. We listen to our bankers. We listen to the financial planners. We, you know, we listen for your health. You listen to, you know, we need to start taking control and being part of these decisions so that you get and take responsibility. The one reason we let people do that, we let financial planners do it, it's because we don't want the responsibility. We don't want to be accountable. If something goes bad, if something changes, that's okay. You're supposed to learn from it. So, you know, it makes you smarter. It's that critical thinking that is lacking in today's world. So,
well, I think you've helped me just knowing you in the few years that we have known each other. You've helped me to figure this out and to think a little broader, because I'm not economically minded. I've got lots of opinions, but I'm not necessarily excellent. That's not my forte. That's not my strength, as my husband would tell you. But
have common sense.
I do have some of that. And just
and
visiting with you, and you know, I learn from you, and I hope that all my listeners, and I know that they do, I know that they learn from our shows together. And I've come a long way, baby, just because I've known you, Melody. I've come a long way. And it's just so important that we diversify. You know, we always talk about that when they're farming. Diversify. Don't just plant all one crop. You plant more than one crop. And I think, unfortunately, I think farmers are getting away from that. And alternating the crops and doing this and that. And that's kind of the same thing here with our finances. We've got to, you don't put all your eggs in one basket, as the old saying goes. So we know where we're at. We know that the government is abusing the money. They are spending money we don't have, and things can't continue that way. So give Melody a call. Get started with your own plan. She's not going to plan it for you. She's kind of laid out how to get started, but you're the one who's going to have to do the figuring. You're the one that's going to have to make the decisions. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. ggscoins.com. ggscoins.com. Do you have a package that you want to share? I always ask you that and put you on the spot. If you don't, that's okay, because I understand things are different. But
well, you know, we were running a special on 1 ounce American Silver Eagles.
Yes.
And I was just, we were selling them for $33 each. I just went online to pull up, but most people know SD Bullion. I just pulled that out. It's an online seller. If you were to buy 1 to 19 of them, they are charging $36.
Wow.
And my special is $33.
All right. So get started with the silver.
You know.
And they're beautiful,
too. If you
were
to buy 500 of them, a box, a monster box, SD Bullion was selling them at 34.77. So these online sellers are not the most competitive, but they do have a locked-in clientele because people think they're getting a deal. Mm. And so give us a call at 1-800-375-4188.
That's 1-800-375-4188. Okay, I said I was going to end with some funnies. I don't know if you follow the Babylon Bee. I've encouraged my listeners to follow the Babylon Bee, which is all satire. It's made up stuff. And my son showed this to me last night when we were sitting at the track meet. And I said, oh, I've got to find that. I said, Melody will think that is so funny. So they've taken 10, I won't read all 10, 10 famous presidential quotes. But if all the presidents spoke like Joe Biden. So this quote you will recognize, 4 score and 7, 865 million, million years. Anyway, you know, the thing. And it says, we choose to go to the moon, not because it is easy, but because my uncle was eaten by cannibals. True story, folks. True story, folks. I'm trying to find the funniest ones for you. It depends. We'll remember this one. It depends on what the definition of start quote is, end quote is. Pause. The one thing we have to fear is pause. All right, I'll quit. There was 10 of them there. Babylon Bee. It's funny. We have to laugh or else we just absolutely go crazy because it is sad what's taking place in this nation. But we have people like Melody with the common sense and the education and know-how to help us through these hard times, because these are the times that dry men's souls. So give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. Check out her website, dgscoins.com. Melody, you have a great day, and thank you.
Thank
God bless you,
you
for
too.
All that you do. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Looking for someone to educate and encourage your group? Invite Beth Ann and her Bring America Home message to your community or event. Call 573-796-2166 or email rudys@csctalkradio.com to invite Beth Ann to speak at your next event. Beth Ann has been behind the microphone for almost 30 years fighting to bring America home. She brings her unique perspective, drawing from her many life experiences and her love for God and country. As a young girl, her family moved from the big city to a small rural community where she would grow up, marry her husband, and together raise five sons. Along the way, she worked in factories, retail, sales, and medical clinic, and now lights up the airwaves on CSE Talk Radio. As the D.C. occupiers continue to drive our society into socialism and anarchy, the message to bring America home grows more crucial by the day. Beth Ann brings that message with contagious passion wherever she speaks. Schedule Beth Ann to speak to your group today by calling 573-796-2166.
Are you satisfied with the benefit you get from expensive nutritional supplements that contain less than 12 minerals? You can't get much help from 8 or 10 minerals if your body needs 60 minerals every day. The nutritional product Immuno 150 is an incredible supplement that contains 70 plant-derived colloidal minerals plus 80 additional nutrients. This whole month's supply of 150 incredible ingredients is available for $59.95. Immuno 150's base of 70 minerals is what accounts for its unbelievable 95% reorder rate. The average person notices a tremendous difference within 4 or 5 weeks. Now check it out by visiting the website immuno150.com. That's immuno150.com or call toll-free 888-316-2224. That's 888-316-2224.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.